This is Love Your Work, and I'm David Cadavy. I'm here to help you cut out the noise to focus. How do you feel first thing in the morning? If you're human, you're probably at least a little bit groggy. You aren't thinking straight, you can't focus. You are a wasted morning just waiting to happen. So the first thing you do is you reach for the coffee. And I have a suggestion that may help you get more out of your mornings. Are you ready for this? I think you're going to hate me for it. Well, I think you should let the coffee wait. I promise I can explain. You see, that groggy feeling you have in the morning, you can do some amazing things in that state. It's the subject of this week's episode. This article originally appeared on Medium. You can follow me on Medium at cadavy.net/medium. Before I begin, how would you like a $20 Amazon gift card? Sounds good? Well, I'm giving away a $20 Amazon gift card every Friday from March 10th until April 7th. All you have to do is go to cadavy.net/survey and answer our short listener survey to be entered to win. And it's seriously short. It will take you less than 2 minutes, I promise. Remember, I'm giving away a gift card every week, so the sooner you answer the survey, the more chances you get to win. You only have to answer the survey once, and you'll get up to 5 chances to win. And this episode right here comes out March 9th, so if you go to cadavy.net/survey and answer the survey right now, you'll have a very high chance of winning a $20 Amazon gift card, because I'm giving away a gift card tomorrow. Again, go to cadavy.net/survey for a chance to win a $20 Amazon gift card. Hold off on that morning coffee right while you're still groggy. You may be wasting your best creative output. I'm one of those annoying people who has never drunk coffee, but if I did drink coffee, I like to think I wouldn't drink it first thing in the morning. I would write first. Like most of you who are reading this article, my success at work isn't measured by the volume of my output, but by the quality of my thinking. We have to connect disparate ideas and figure out ways to do things we don't yet know how to do, or things that nobody yet knows how to do. We aren't making widgets all day. Then we'd need coffee. This kind of thinking is called remote associates thinking. Ideas and information from different parts of our brain bounce around the rest of our brain like blue balls in a racquetball court. When some of these balls collide, that's when we have an idea. You probably have already heard about the prefrontal cortex and how this little part of our brain is what really makes us human. It's the CEO of our brain. It's frantically waving around a racket, trying to make sure every blue ball hits the front wall before hitting the floor, and doesn't bounce twice before hitting the front wall again. Basically, the prefrontal cortex is a real sourpuss when you're trying to have fun. It's too busy trying to corral all those little blue balls to care about whether they collide. This is why research has shown that people with damaged prefrontal cortices are actually more creative. Now, don't go driving a railroad spike into your forehead. If you have a choice, you're much better off without a damaged prefrontal cortex. But are you a little groggy in the morning? Say, before your morning coffee? Then you have a precious little window of opportunity to do creative work each morning. Here's some things you could do. You could sit down with a notebook and brainstorm about a project you're working on. You could write a short article every morning, like this one. You could try James Altucher's 10 ideas exercise. Just write 10 ideas each morning. You don't have to pursue any of them. You're just exercising your idea muscle. The goal isn't necessarily to create a well-polished finished product. If mornings aren't your best time, you may struggle with details like spelling and grammar. The goal is to give the disparate regions of your brain a chance to play with one another before the boss shows up. You'll improve the quality of your creative thinking and have better ideas to refine later in the day. And hey, you might just decide to skip the coffee. Like me. Did I mention that I don't even drink coffee? Love Your Work is supported in part by Treehouse. Take your career to the next level and learn from over 1,000 videos created by expert teachers on web design, coding, business, and much more. Claim your free 14-day free trial at cadavy.net/treehouse. you'll be supporting the show. I hope you enjoyed that article. For more about making insightful thinking happen, check out episode number 8 with neuroscientist John Cunios. John is going to tell us about the neuroscience behind creative insights. And if you appreciate all the work that goes into making this show, there are a couple of ways you can help support it. One is to subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Just hit the subscribe button. Another is to rate the show on iTunes. Just go to kadavy.net/iTunes and click on write a review and click on the star rating. You don't even have to write a review. It just takes a couple of seconds. And do you like books? If you do, I'd love to send you my book recommendations. About 90% of them will be nonfiction on subjects spanning from biographies to neuroscience. Just go to kadavy.net/reading, sign up, and you'll get my first set of recommendations right away. You'll be supporting the show if you buy any of those books through the links in the email. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Kadavy. The theme music for the show is More Streets, performed by Spiderflower. Love Your Work is a production of Kadavy, Inc.